Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
Oh, there we go. It's Monday, December 27th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And the audio quality is not sounding too good right now. I'm in the car, heading north. And I'm using a new Jabra BT250 Bluetooth headset, which has great mobility, but not so good audio quality. So I think I'm at half the bit rate of my usual microphone. But anyway, it's a podcast, and I got some extra time in the car. It's about a four-hour drive, or 3.5 hours. So I just finished listening to Daily Source Code, and I'm going to do a podcast of my own. And let's get it started with your 5 5-second news headlines. And three new security vulnerabilities have been discovered in Windows XP and are even present in the recent Service Pack 2. Apple has recorded iPod sales of 2 million third quarter 2004, a 500% increase over last year. The Toyota Prius has set the world record for the fastest hybrid car after reaching 130.794 miles per hour. A software pirate in Iowa City has pleaded guilty to charges of illegal distribution of software online. And in a $100 million deal, Telstra GSM Network has appointed Ericsson Australia to build and maintain its 3G network. And you may have heard my cell phone going off there, so I'm going to pause and be right back. Fade this out for you. Alright, let me pause here. And I'm back. Hope everything went okay there with the cut. Alright. So, first I'm going to talk a little bit about my mobile setup here. Using a lot of new technology items. I got a DC cigarette lighter to AC outlet converter here, and I'm using that to power my computer, which does not have the best battery life, although recently about 6 months ago, got a new battery for it because the old one was down to like 15 minute life. So I got a new one and usually goes for about 2 hours, but when I'm audio recording it's a lot less. So I got an AC power here. And my Jabra BT250 headset is working pretty well, except for the somewhat bad audio quality. And that's mobile, so I can't really demonstrate the mobility here since there's nowhere to go. And my mouse just fell down. But once I get back home or get to some sort of permanent setup, then I'll be able to move about with my headset and really show you the mobility of that. And don't worry, this is probably not how I'm going to, I'm probably not going to do podcasts with this headset, mainly because of the audio quality is not very good. Alright, on to business. CD encryption may be coming. Sony BGM Music Entertainment is planning to implement First 4 Internet's secure encryption technology for music CDs. So this could make copying or transferring CDs to your computer or to mobile devices such as iPods as difficult as transferring DVDs to portable video devices. So there's definitely going to be a consumer backlash here, and I know Philip Terone over at Engadget is going to be pretty angry if this is ever implemented, because I know he's angry about the DVDs already. And so what they're really doing here is they're depriving the consumers of fair use. I mean, of course you can put your music on an iPod. You know, you're not supposed to share it on the internet, which is what a lot of people do after they transfer it to their computer, but the majority of people just transfer it to their computer so they can listen to it. Leaving it on the CD, I mean, people do, but not that many people listen to CDs anymore, just to CDs. Because of all the new technology there is to play the songs, most people would transfer and import those into iTunes or Windows Media Player or whatever. So I think if they put CDs out with this encryption, people aren't going to buy them because they won't be able to use them. Another order of business here, an Anchorage area metal worker is building an 18-foot tall exoskeleton. This is basically a giant robot that's going to convert his movements using a hydraulic system, convert his movements to movements of the exoskeleton. And he's planning to show it off at a drag racetrack, a local drag racetrack in Anchorage in the summer by destroying several cars. And he is currently modeling it after several comic books featuring giant robots and the anime and manga models. The system is designed to exert 3,500 pounds per square inch of power, and has currently cost him $15,000, which is pretty cheap when you compare it to some similar government programs to do the same sort of thing for the military. Alright, so that intro music you heard earlier, that was one of my GarageBand compositions, and I don't have any sort of internet connection here, out in the middle of the California desert. So no, not even any Wi-Fi. So I wasn't able to get any sort of non-RIAA music, so instead of playing some RIAA music, I decided to play some of my own compositions. So here is A Wonderful World of Sound. There's a little delay between when I press the microphone on button and when this microphone actually connects because of the Bluetooth link. Anyway, that was A Wonderful World of Sound. And now I've got the New York Times circuit section. And if I don't get motion sickness, I'll be able to flip through it. Alright. This is from last Thursday. Didn't have a chance to get to it on the last show, so I'm going to cover it on this one. Alright, the big article on the front page, Making Sense of the Specs. And they talk about all the numbers associated with different technology and how to interpret them. An article on what to do with your email when you go on vacation. You have a choice of two evils. Keep up with your messages or let them pile up. Let's see. Digital art frames, they talk a little bit about those. Where you can upload photos to a device, and then the device will flip through them and display them in some sort of frame. Let's see. They have, let's see, more on the email piling up, something on return policies and what stores do what their policies are for return software and what they should be. More making sense of the specs. And here is their NewsWatch, the article that I love to see for the latest gadgets that are coming out. Let's see. Here's a radio shield. It's a, let's say, a force field and flat gray to protect a wireless network. So, looks like it is, yeah, it's like a wireless force field for your network to stop people from snooping in or cracking the encryption. Let's see. A iPod to car converter. Play your iPod in a car stereo. A very small, large capacity hard drive. Let's see. 2.5 or 5 gigabyte hard drive in a shockproof palm size chassis. And it looks like it's USB. Made by Seagate. More on the digital picture frames, and an article on the new MTV screen in Times Square, I think, and talking about how it works. It's a giant high-definition screen, and it uses two red and a green and a blue pixel, or light, within each pixel to define the color of the pixel, and then the different lights in the pixel can vary in intensity and form any color you want. And an article on battery life. Laptop users know that 20 more minutes is seldom 20 more minutes. And talking about what battery life really means and how it should really be quantified. Alright, so there's your near-time circuit section. And closing with another one of my GarageBand compositions. This is Mandolin Harmony. Go ahead and post comments at everythingdigital.org or call 1-484-737-0669. Leave an audio comment. I don't know if I'm going to have bandwidth once we reach our destination or not, but if I do, then you can be expecting this show to be up pretty soon, and I'll be able to download any comments you have, which automatically get emailed to me. Other than that, I'll see you on the next podcast.